Are you ready to turbocharge your sales? Then join me, Earth's thickest genius, Ian Genius, and the man that requires no introduction, but I'm going to give you one anyway, Uncle Mike Roberts.
All right.
As we take you on a journey of high-impact sales advice and madcap nonsense, this is Sell Like a Genius. Hey, Tinshaw, Lipfit Piston Eye, Hello Long Plays Play, Helen Plake is tonight.
Hey, Ian.
How you doing, Mike?
We made it to episode 2, man.
They said it couldn't be done. And how are you diddling?
Oh, things are good, man. Things are good. Still rocking it in the world of sales.
Yeah, fantastic.
Excited to hear what we're going to be doing with episode 2 today. Because as I don't know if we've told this in episode 1, but this ain't scripted. This is just us clicking record and seeing what happens.
Yeah, just a couple of loose ideas and then just see what direction it takes us. Any direction, who knows?
I thought you were going to say just a couple of losers then.
Well, yeah, well, that would also be true. But I wasn't going to come out with it quite so quickly into the podcasting, but you're absolutely right.
So what are we doing today?
So it's about standing out and staying remembered.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we were talking about how to simplify messages, why people don't understand, because the message isn't simple enough. But now it doesn't matter what you actually say. If it's not clear enough to hear it, doesn't matter. But we haven't even said what the show's called, have we, Mike?
Sell Like a Genius.
Oh, that's a nice title, isn't it?
You came up with that.
The best ideas and everything. So yeah, Sell Like a Genius with me, Ian Genius. Earth's thickest genius, making sales Fisher-Price simple. My good pal, the man that needs no introduction, but I shall give you one anyway. It's Uncle Mike Roberts. So yes, we were talking about last time, it doesn't matter what you say if people aren't listening, right? And in one of the future episodes, I'm going to introduce you to a very, very, very good friend of mine, the most boring man in all accountancy, Terry Bland. But that's not for today. No, that's not for today. I've got a very good friend of mine who's just going to do a little introduction, if he may. Would that be all right, Mike, if I get a good friend of mine, Stevie?
Yep, let's do it.
I'm Stevie. I'm Rosy Dotes and Doozy Dotes and Little Lamsy Davey. I hope that makes sense, right? What on earth was that? What on earth? Now, do you know what? Did you get any of that?
No.
No? You didn't get Mercy Dukes and Doozy Dukes and Little Lamsy Davey? You didn't get that, no?
No.
Ah, I see. Shall I just slow it down so you maybe can get it?
Okay.
Yeah? So Mercy Dukes and Doozy Dukes and Little Lamsy Davey becomes mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. So it does make some sense. But sped up, overly fast, blurred words, joining one word into the end of the next word, just becomes a big, horrible, garbled mess. Gibberish.
Yep.
Much like my song at the intro. Hey, Tinshaw, Lipfit Piston Eye. It doesn't matter what you say if people are going, I can't hear the words. Or the words are wrong. Or it's gibberish. It's just impossible. It doesn't matter what you say. It's what you say and how you say it.
So give me an example of how people can use this. Are we talking about networking events and things like that?
Yeah. So let's go backwards. I like to reverse engineer things, okay? So we'd all love lots of clients taking lots of services for lots of money, right? That's the end. That's the great goal. Before that happens, they're going to come to a discovery call, a sales call. Chances are before that happens, they're going to come to a one-to-one, a getting to know you first. Before that happens, they're going to listen to your exciting pitch. And before that happens, they've got to be listening in the first place. So it's about how do you grab people's attention and how do you get people listening? Because if you make it so difficult to understand, because if the words you say are so unclear, either because your enunciation of the words is just, I can't hear the actual words they're saying, or the words you choose to use are just too complex, they don't mean anything, then they're not going to listen. And if they don't start listening, they're not going to listen to the pitch. If they don't listen to the pitch, they don't come to a one-to-one. If they don't go to a one-to-one, they don't go to the sales call. If they don't go to the sales call, they don't take anything. So it all pins on the first words that leave your mouths. Can you stand out, stay remembered, create intrigue? It's all about the beginning. If the beginning's not right, nothing else happens. And for so many people, their intro is so fast that you can't hear it, or it's mumbled. So it's too much of a strain. I can't be bothered. I'll just zone out. Or there's no emphasis. I'll give an example, right? So if you won £1 million on a radio game show, would the radio phone you up and say, "All right, Robert, you've won £1 million"?
No.
Because that's rubbish, isn't it? There's no heightened, there's no emphasis on any of the words. There's no heightened enjoyment or anything. It's Mike Roberts, you have won £1 million. The words are enunciated and powered through. There's power, you know, there's character in the words. They're separated from each other so you can hear it. But most people just come on and say, "You know, I'm Steve and I do VoIP." And it's just what? There's nothing, doesn't grab my attention. There's no spacing. It's just a block of sound. So even if that was your opening gambit, "I'm Steve and I do VoIP," right? Even if that was it, and no one knows what VoIP is, but if that's your opening gambit, "I'm Steve and I do VoIP." Put a little bit of character, deliver it with something. At least add a little passion, a little enthusiasm to what you say. Slow it down.
I think there's going to be a lot of people, including me, that are listening to this episode right now, thinking back to when they did their 60-second pitch at a networking event, or I don't know, whether they met somebody in a networking event and they reeled off their intro as fast as they could, not really thinking about it. And now, hopefully, what a lot of people are going to be doing is thinking, "Do you know what? I'm really looking forward to my next, I don't know, FSB networking event or whatever." Because they're going to now think about that more seriously and think, "All right, let's see if I can say it slower. Let's see which words I should now be pronunciating better."
Yeah.
So I think that's really cool. I know it's really, really simple, these episodes, but at the same time, they're really powerful.
Yeah. Well, again, I'll take you just a quick example of something. So if anyone's had the misfortune of attending a nativity play at school, right, 1 hour 20, then the nativity play lasted, and your child's probably given 10 seconds to say something. So what happens is the child goes up to the microphone and says their line, and the line sounds something like this: "A baby Jesus in a manger." And then you turn to your wife or your husband and go, "What? What on earth was that? I don't know." And then the next child comes up and goes, "A donkey." "What?" And it just goes on for about 2 hours, and everyone's lost the will to live. And then one child stands up and says, "And then Mary got on the donkey to Bethlehem." And they get, "Hooray!" What a massive round of applause, of whooping and hollering, as if it was the greatest piece of acting ever known to man. And it wasn't. It was the only one they could sodding hear. Right? It doesn't matter what you say if you can't hear it. So slow it down. Enunciate. Add a little theatre. Add a little power in some of the words so that I can actually hear them and I want to hear them. So that's it. There's a little tip for you today. Just if that first stage, if they're not listening, it doesn't matter what you say. You've got to stand out and stay remembered. And I'll show you how to develop this as the weeks go past, but slow it down, add a little power to certain words, enunciate.
Love that. Another good one. Looking forward to the next episode, mate.
Yeah, well, I told you next time it's a very good friend of mine who's turning up. It's the another man that requires no introduction, but he's the most boring man in all accountancy. His name is Terry Bland.
Looking forward to it.
Yes. Yeah, he's coming next time.
Cool. Catch you in a bit, mate.
Yeah. Cheers, Uncle Mike. Are you fed up of discovery calls fizzling out? Are you sick of settling for low ticket yeses, struggling to charge what your service is truly worth, or gutted about being ghosted? Then join me on my next Turbocharge Your Sales event. So what was your line again? Because you're good with these little lines. What's the call to action from you?
Then head over to Ian Genius.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Then head over to iangenius.co.uk and register now.
Goodbye.